Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Life is all about those pivotal moments, those big life changes when we ask ourselves, why didn't somebody tell me this? I'm TV host and journalist Abby Huntsman. My best pal, comedy writer, and media producer Lauren Leeds and I are going to bring you conversations with some of the most impactful people of our time to learn their life lessons. We'll pull back the curtain on their biggest transitions, how their reality is probably far less perfect than it might appear, and of course, what they wish somebody had told them back when. Check out I Wish Somebody Told Me anywhere you listen to podcasts. We release new episodes every week.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello.
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 Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. We are getting into some shenanigans with Brock's mom today. Diane, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.
First podcast?
First podcast.
Wow. We're just popping your mom's cherry left and right. First festival, first podcast.
Yeah. Bad analogy. Thanks for that visual. I'm here too, guys. I can't let these two go out of podcasts and not have me kind of be the mediator.
Well, now we're all sitting down together. We had your sisters on the pod last week, but everyone requested, and I also wanted to do this too. They're like, but you have to get Brock's mom on. I was like, oh no, this is going to be a separate episode where just the three of us sit down and, you know, maybe get to know you a little better.
Yeah, I really thought I was going to get out of this.
No.
Well, okay. Can I speak in terms of what to expect from this conversation just before we go? So the fun joke in the family is I'm the youngest of five. And as we get to the younger ones, kind of like the first kid you take care of, like, you know?
Yeah.
And the second one, you're like, oh, you're right. And the third one's like, hey, first one, take care of the third one.
Yeah.
So if you continue that trend down the bottom, there's the fifth one.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to – I feel like stories could be mixed. So I'll interject if I feel like I'm, and maybe mum can set the record straight for me.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Or she might have forgotten and get it all mixed up with which kid.
Exactly. That is the bigger one. It's just the mix up.
There was a photo you sent me. I had asked you for pictures of Brock as a kid, and you sent me a photo and I showed him and he goes, I don't think that's me.
Yeah, that happens. But sometimes when I look at it, yeah, they think it's not them and it may be.
Yeah, he was like, that's not me as a baby. But I mean, it was like a newborn photo. So it's like you might have looked exactly like both of your brothers.
That's why, like, when I look at my baby book, we went through it and we're like, Mom, half of these photos aren't even me. But at least she's got photos of somebody.
You know,
I think a lot of them are you. Because I'm very careful with, like, the baby born ones. They put little hearts on the bassinet when the babies are born. So you definitely didn't have a pink one. So
see?
Yeah, but that's one photo that she gets away with. Like, this is a photo album, I'm telling you.
As you get older, we could tell which one you are, honey.
That's why it shouldn't be the mistake. But when you're the fifth kid, it becomes a mistake.
You were pretty identifiable when you were a little bit like twos and threes. You were the only blondie.
Five kids.
And that's so crazy. Like all of those pictures of him when he was little. So blonde.
Yep. Our little Bam Bam.
That's funny.
Oh my God. Totally. That's another Halloween costume we could do.
Babe, we've got so many Halloweens to get through. We've got plenty of ideas and they're going to keep rolling in.
Yep. He had that little blonde haircut. Definitely Bam Bam.
Oh, totally true.
Well, before we get stuck into questions, can I ask Mum a question then? We're on the podcast.
Yeah.
When we had our first house, Mum, and where did we live in? Temple View. There was a balcony on the second level.
Correct.
With no barrier around it.
Probably what you remember.
Because we were building it, right?
Yeah, probably what you remember is we had ranch slider doors that went out to no balcony.
Yeah, they just went out to like shoop, down to the second ground.
To a clear drop. And a big drop. And there was.
I jumped off that, didn't I?
I don't know whether you'd call jumped or whether you just decided you thought there was something out there and you decided to go out there.
Oh, yeah, I just decided to go outside for a little stroll from the second story.
I think we're pretty lucky because what you landed on was a nice soft patch of grass.
Yeah, it was grass.
Because it was actually cut out further, like at 3 feet out.
Yeah, so it was a ledge.
And you could have gone a lot further.
I remember that. I do remember that. Me and my brothers, we used to jump off just for fun. Wow. We just... And then walk back upstairs and do it again.
Oh, and Mum would have heart attacks.
And then Dad, this is what I remember from that house, Mum. Dad had a flying fox from the old big tree up top.
Yep.
And he made a flying fox across the cul-de-sac. So it went around the round, what do you call the cul-de-sac? Cul-de-sacs?
Yeah, cul-de-sac.
Court, and it went around that end. And when there was no one else living at the end of the street, we used to just rock that.
Yeah.
I think we fell off that a few times.
It was a massive pine tree. Yeah. And the whole trunk of it was huge. Actually, I've got photos of Brock. And his sister,
mm-hmm.
where Brock's handing some little flowers to his sister, which was a pose shot that I tried to get, and it came out adorable. But that was the tree trunk that the flying fox went on.
Yeah,
and
I remember
all
that photo.
The neighbors' kids used to come.
Yeah, we all used to play on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one more question.
We got a lot of questions.
We got plenty. Oh, okay. I got one more one for Mum. When I was with Dad, did I fall out of the car one time sitting on his briefcase?
I don't believe that was you.
One of the kids fell out of the car.
Sure. Okay, if one of us did, it was 100% me. Because I remember.
It could have been. Again,
I don't know how this happened, but I sat on my dad's.
You fell out of the car.
Dad turned the right corner. And for some reason, it was in front of the hospital.
He was leaning on a handle or something.
Yeah,
I wasn't
and the door opened
him.
Up.
No seatbelt, no car seat.
Well, we don't know what happened there, but I was sitting on the briefcase and I opened up the door and I fell out of the car, but I landed on the briefcase until it stopped and then I fell off. Until like the briefcase finally stopped momentum and bit. And caught on the gravel or whatever the pavement. And
actually,
it was
I think it was you. Yeah,
fifth kid, it happens.
Fifth but kid. Lucky for me, I was not there. And yes, when Dad got home and I heard about it, boy, did he cop it.
Oh, I bet.
It's funny. I just fell out of a car.
It was not funny.
Wow.
Because those are the days when they had the doors, handles that were like little levers, you know, where they, I can't explain them. But
oh, like little airplane, little lever things. Like little bloop,
bloop. Like those doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just leave it down.
Uh-huh.
And he just leant on it and it wasn't locked. And yeah, I don't know what kind of seatbelt your father decided he wasn't putting you in.
Well, first off, door handles and cars shouldn't be leant on to open up. Like, thanks to the 1990s, I'm glad we've made some progress. Bloody hell.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had a good one. I got plenty. I think I've got plenty of questions and stories, but I guess I'll hand it over to you, honey.
Yeah, well, we have so many questions that came in from the listeners, some that I came up with. I want to talk about what you do for a living. But before we get into all of these questions, I just need to take a little break to talk to my listeners about PhD. Okay, so I didn't want to have Brock's mom listen to this one, but I wanted to take a minute to talk to all of my ladies out there about something that is important, and that is vaginal health. Now, I feel like this is something that's a bit taboo. There's stigma around talking about these type of things, but this is something important. And I mean, look, I've had some friends who have told me some stories about when a guy went down on them and they weren't so fresh down there. And let's just say the night didn't end well and people felt uncomfortable. So I think, especially not even just my single ladies, but all of my sexually active ladies, you got to keep your lady bits fresh if you know what I'm talking about. Now, PHD offers trustworthy feminine care products that actually work. Like, if you have feminine issues, I mean, you want a solution immediately. Another thing I love about PHD is they are a woman-owned business. So I think it's important that females support other females, you know? PHD is the number one doctor-recommended brand of boric acid vaginal suppositories. Now, boric acid is a natural compound found in seawater, and it has been recommended by doctors for decades as a safe, holistic alternative. PHD offers a variety of holistic over-the-counter products, including their two new products, PHD Boric Acid Sensitive Foam Wash, the only boric acid foam wash on the market, and their PHD Boric Acid Moisturizing Suppositories, which are a holistic solution for vaginal odor while moisturizing your vagina. Both are now available on Amazon and at Target. PHD believes that vaginal care is crucial to your overall well-being. Register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free summer gift basket, which contains cruelty-free deluxe size beauty and lifestyle products, a retail value of over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also, get 20% off all products right now. Use code Sheena at phdfemininehealth.com/win, code Sheena, and that's S-C-H-E-A-N-A. Okay, and we're back. So, Diane, I have learned a lot about you this trip, and that's that you have worked in so many different fields of work. I found out you used to do makeup, like so many things that you've done. So can you kind of walk us through some of the careers you've done and to what you do now?
And I think, Mom, for that, like, talk about the like the areas, the departments you worked in, because I'll tell you what, you took a shift halfway through this and it's absolutely awesome.
Well, gosh, where do I start? Basically, being a mum, you kind of take shifts that work in with the family and the children.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, it was jobs that would go with that. So obviously restaurant work, being mm-hmm. As you call them, servers. I was a waitress, and then I worked my way up to be the restaurant manager. So I did that for times, but I used to do double shifts so that I could secure the night shift. So I used to do a lunch shift, and then we'd zoom home, feed the kids, and then come back for the night shift. So I did a bit of that. I did cleaning, house cleaning for people with fancy homes that, you know, I never could afford to live in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and thoroughly enjoyed that. Had some really good clients because they loved me cleaning their Christmas decorations and making them all sparkle. It was one of the favorite chores I did.
Yeah.
But makeup, like you said, in a department store that we call Meyer. So I worked for a few fragrance companies and cosmetic houses there. Learned probably more so into skincare that I enjoyed the most, but we had some fun things with the makeup as well.
What did you do that for?
Oh, gosh.
That one was a big part of it, right?
Now that I'm hopeless with dates, you know what I'm like.
Same as me. So I know exactly what you're like.
Yeah, I'm hopeless with dates.
You did that for like, if we can like rough it around, that was over 10 years.
Whenever we moved or whenever we made a change in our life, I had to find a job because, you know, the extra income was needed,
mm-hmm.
or when I was on my own as a single mum, it was the backup.
Yeah.
So I had to provide. And if we wanted some extra things in life, that's what I had to do to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever job was available, I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I gave it a go. Yeah.
Well, you've done so many things. And now.
For the last, how long? How long have you got this? Have you been in this new job for? This new job, your current job. It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, it's probably coming up 14 years.
So you went from like 15 years in the hospitality business.
Yeah.
And then you decided to make a pivot. What do you do now?
Well, now.
I don't know if you guys don't know this. I'm really proud about this one.
Yeah.
Well, how it all started, maybe mm-hmm. I'll go there, is I was working for a company called Just Jeans, and they have other sidelines as well, like Portman's and Jackie E. And it's a clothing store that specialized obviously in jeans. During that time, a customer used to come in, and I worked some pretty full-on hours because I was the manager of the store. But there was a particular lady who used to come in, spend a sizable amount of money, and I thought, I wonder what she does for a job, because there's no way my packet as a manager could do that. So we got into conversation one time, and she told me she worked the job that I'm in now. And we went through it, and she said, well, why don't you apply? So after a bit of a discussion with her as what they would be looking for, she just give it a go. So that's what I did. Gave it a go and thought, well, if I'm any good, they'll accept me once I go through all the system that you have to get, mm-hmm. get interviewed and et cetera. Passed and got in.
Yeah.
So I don't tell everyone what I do.
Well, you know you're about to tell everyone what you do.
A lot of people think I was a nurse because of the strange hours that I would do because yeah. I did night shifts, day shifts, split shifts. Yeah, so I don't always tell everyone, mostly because a lot of people find it very hard to accept and, you know, have dealings that are not positive dealings. Mm-hmm. And
that's just because they had to deal with you, so that's their problem, not yours.
Well, let's face it, it's like any job. There's good people and there's bad people.
Yeah.
And we have that in our trade. So what I do is now I am a prison officer.
Yeah.
Boom.
Bad ass.
Boom. And so now you know what so, my mum.
Don't fuck with Diane, okay? Or her son.
I mean,
let's get into that. So we had a lot of questions come in. A lot of people wanted to know how you feel about Brock being on the show and the backlash that he's got. Because I know for my mom,
I got backlash.
Shut up.
What are you talking about?
I know for my mom in the beginning, it was really hard for her to not comment back to every negative comment on Instagram. So do you read them? How does it affect you? I just want to know as a new mom in this industry, because there's nothing normal
about what we do. I literally stalk the pages and I probably read just about every single comment.
Oh, no. Oh.
And when I do, yeah, it makes me angry. I mm-hmm. want to become the, what do they call it, a warrior?
Just one of them.
Keyboard yeah. warrior.
Oh, totally.
Oh, a keyboard warrior. I like that.
So, yeah, you know, but I was warned, mum, hush. Mm-hmm. So I have learnt over especially last season, to keep quiet, be quiet.
Yeah.
And that's been hard because I've seen a lot of comments go up and thought.
It's so hard.
You don't really know everything, you know, when people make comments. But I've realised, okay, they base it on.
What they see.
What they've seen.
Yeah.
What they've heard. Maybe even something from their own past.
And exactly that, Mom. Like, obviously. Yeah, my actions are out of line, and we've repented for that pretty much, and we're making up for that. But like you said it that right then, if you just think about it, like you can't react, you can't anticipate how people are going to respond to anything.
Correct.
And unfortunately, my actions weren't good, so their response to that was immediate. Like potentially, they've had gone through this themselves too. So if I can help you, Mum, all I've learned this year is there's a little thing on your comment section. And if
we got to do that to her. We can block the words.
So you can do two things. You can go to your settings and just block keywords.
Right.
So if people want to say, like, you know, nasty stuff, whatever it is, bitch, bro, we could edit that out. And if they comment it, then no one will see it. But this is my personal favorite because it keeps engagement. So if anyone comes to your page, Mum, and wants to tell you, say something, go to their profile. Just right click on the three little dots in the top right corner and go restrict. A restrict means
that's the best one.
That they can still type to you. They can still get you the engagement, but no one is going to read it. And they don't see that too. So they see themselves being keyboard warriors, talking smack, but they'll never actually see that.
Well, do you know what I've noticed though? Is okay, there might have been the negatives, but there's a lot of good ones as well.
There is, like this one right here.
There's always more good than bad, but for some reason we always get attracted to the negative and want to prove them wrong. When I took the approach, I was like, you know what? Negatives can be there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to really make an effort to respond to people that give me positive words and time.
Like this one right here from 50 Shades of JBR, who said, "You raised a fantastic son and also would like to know, how are you liking the States?"
Wow, America. Crikeys.
America.
Crikeys.
I have traveled all over the place in the last few weeks.
We have been all over.
And it's been amazing. It's been mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. I love America. There's just so much energy.
It's a vibe.
It's very contrasting from one area to another, you know, from low income to people on the streets. But even they can be really lovely to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from one extreme to the other, which is kind of baffling and hard for us sometimes to see. But it's reality. And as COVID set in, it's everywhere now. It's in the world.
Totally. You know?
So it's hard.
Stacey Chevermont wants to know, what are things that we do here that you find weird being from Australia? Well, technically you're from New Zealand, but living in Australia.
Being from
now.
The South.
Yeah.
The deep South.
Well, for some people, when they want to buy things, they seem to hop on a plane and fly to a state to go and get it. It doesn't seem to be a problem to fly from state to state to state to do things. Whereas in Australia, you go from town to town. You don't go, you don't fly somewhere.
Yeah, well, welcome to America. They're commercial airlines, so they just want to fill them up and they'll sell tickets real cheap.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing, the prices of your tickets here for airlines to be able to travel internally.
Good.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
How much traveling have you done over the world?
Well, I've gone to Europe. So I've done England and France and Italy and Spain. Most of that was on cruises you know, you do one stop, you sleep the night, and then you get into another port, which was amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
Probably most of my traveling has been brought about by Brock because Brock's traveled in different places. So if I want to go and see him, I've had to catch a plane.
Yeah, the first one was France, and then the second time we traveled, where did we go? I mean, here, I guess, right? Yeah.
So I know you know a little French from your time in France, but do you speak any other languages?
France, just
un petit peu.
Just a tad. Well, you know what you could do to improve that French if you would like?
What's that?
You could check out Babbel.
I have heard of that.
Yes. Yeah. So I got it when we were in Mexico. I downloaded it because I wanted to work on my Espanol. And
wait, what nationality are you, honey?
I'm half Mexican.
Well, hey, I've got a good app for you. It's called Babbel.
Yeah. So with Babbel, it makes learning a second language a little easier, a little more fun than it was in high school. You know, I mean, I did well in high school, but this app makes it fun. It makes it easy. It's a language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions. There's an addictively fun and easy way to learning a new language. So whether you're traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time and you want to, you know, spice up your second or third language, or, you know, more than that, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. So Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent, or if you ask Brock, your pronunciation. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to the lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/Shay. That's babbel.com/Shay for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
So yeah, if you know, you want to learn a new language or just spruce up on one you already know. Back to our questions, because we've got so many more.
Why did you just look at me like that and smile?
I always look at you and smile.
Yeah, you're right. But that was like it's coming. What's the next question?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of them, but the one that I pulled up is from Kristen_McCollum. And she wants to know, how do you cope having your son so far away? She said she would hate being that far away from her mom.
That's why you smile.
It kills. Mm. It kills, and I'm not going to cry.
I can't even imagine.
It is hard. Brock's my baby. And he, whenever we have family functions, is the life of our parties.
Oh, we know.
So, you know, he was the one that when we'd have the old people, you know, like grandmas and aunties, and stuff, he would be the one, because he's the good-looking boy, he would be the one that would go and get the grannies and the oldies up to dance.
Aww.
And this is at home in the lounge, and they would rock and roll, and he would spoil them. He would absolutely treat them and make their day. And it was such a special event. So, yeah, we miss him big time.
I'll get home for these events.
I know. Now that, you know, borders are open and all of that, and now especially since we've opened a line of communication with your kids, I know we need to get back there more. And that was one of the main questions that came in from everyone, wants to know if you have a relationship with his other kids at all.
I did for a long time. Unfortunately, the door closed.
Yeah.
And I had hoped that people would come to their senses. And so I respected my son and her, the mum of the children, to work it out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's taken a lot longer than we would all like. We did used to have that contact even after Brock had left, but that reduced. And unfortunately, yeah. I was able, or fortunately, I was able to get other avenues to get photos and information on how the children were. Mm-hmm. But once things happened on that side and that was discovered, then I had no more contact after that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, I'm hoping after our recent FaceTime with them that, you know, now that the line of communication is back open, child support is paid off. I cannot say it enough in full. Done.
I think the biggest one for that was when I asked them, I was like, okay, how do we confirm? Like, she knows that we made the payment. Mm-hmm. And they were pretty much like, well, Brock, she will get the money directly into her account. Mm-hmm. And so for the whole time, I thought I was repaying back child services.
Correct, yeah. That's
but exactly child, what but child services said to me, she said, no, we don't take this money. This money is owed to the parents. Yeah, she's getting benefits, but this is the extra that you should be supporting. So when I realized that, that really just kicked in for me too. And I realized
I think too,
big part of,
we were given false information because we did think that that was from the government.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't know I was paying child support because I didn't know I was getting claimed for that.
Yeah.
Because anyway.
But now I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be able to start getting out there more often, that we can travel and
the families are all talking.
Yeah.
The kids are doing great.
They're all home. Everything's moving in the right direction.
Correct.
So.
Well, Mum, just so you know, apparently Eli's just a big boy, tall, big feet. And in winter is a little wild child.
From the photos that I have,
yeah,
I can see how much they have grown.
Oh, yeah.
They are, just beautiful children.
Yeah. We got so many photos recently and it's,
Your parents love them. They're doing great. So it's
so
good.
So that's good to see.
Yeah. Well, speaking of kids, summer, what was that moment for you like getting to meet and hold your granddaughter for the first time?
Absolutely amazing. She, of course, we FaceTime.
Yeah. But it's not the same.
It's not the same. You know, we walked in and I thought I'd see this little chubby bubba. And then realizing how little and petite she was, it was just amazing. She was just a little doll.
Alicia Ann 3086 wants to know, what is your favorite thing to do with Summer?
I love watching her interact with her mum and her dad. Probably my favorite was actually tonight, and I've seen it several times since we've been here, where he gets her to giggle. Oh my gosh, that giggle is
is the best sound in the entire world.
I like her cackle.
She's gotten Brock's cackle down. She doesn't. I think you even heard it in the background a little bit on the episode with your sisters.
And
she
he was blaming
laughing.
Sheena.
Yeah. And I was like, that's not my cackle. That's yours.
That's Brock's cackle.
Yeah. God, it's so cool that, like, my favorite part, I know no one asked me this question, but my favorite part about Summer is like within 24 hours, if you show her something, or sooner, she'll nail it.
She is so smart.
Like with you with the blush. Sheena was doing her makeup, doing her cheeks.
Oh my God, y'all. So we're in the hotel for Disneyland. We stayed in Orange County for 2 nights. And I have Summer sitting on the counter with me and I'm doing my makeup and she's looking at me like, and reaching for the brush. So I give her the brush and it's like a short, fat brush. So I think it was really easy for her to grip. And she just like puts it to her cheek and like looks at me and like was like, am I doing it right, Mom? And then she's like, And I open the blush and she taps the brush in the blush and then is like brushing it like on her cheek and in her hair. Just like she saw that I put something on the brush and she's like, I don't just want it. I want to do the whole thing. I'm like, and I didn't have my camera or my phone and she was sitting on the counter. I'm like, if I pick her up, it's not going to be the same. But it was, oh my God, that was just
so special.
It's the same, when I brush her teeth in the morning. So now she knows that there's toothpaste as well, the brush. It used to be I just gave her the brush and she'd play with it. And I put that baby toothpaste on it. Baby toothpaste, everybody. Everyone's like, you can't give your kid toothpaste. It's like, we know.
It's Dr. Brown or whatever. It's the baby toothpaste.
But it's funny. So now I go there and she'll like turn on the tap, put her toothbrush under the water or her hand because she's really bad at coordination, but at least she gets the memo.
Yeah.
And then I put the toothbrush on and then she goes for it and then she starts like moving around and then I'll take over. So That's my favorite thing about summer is she just learns, and it's so cool to see.
And she learns so fast, oof, like you said, because she watches everything and then she'll do it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be very careful what you do and say around her.
Oh, I know. Oh my God. I know.
Because when she starts talking, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. That is going to be a big one I have to put myself on. But also, honey, yourself included, we have to – I think that's the biggest lesson I want parents to know.
Yeah.
Is how you talk to yourself out loud.
Yeah.
Especially as a mother.
Yes. No,
your daughter
that.
Is going to imitate that and understand that that's, and a dad, that that's okay to talk to yourself like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to be cautious of that for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite thing, I love when you sing to her. You have songs that I never heard as a kid. So there's like the go-to, you know, like Twinkle Twinkle or whatever.
Yep.
But there's this like a Sunshine one that you sing.
Oh, Good Morning, Mary Sunshine.
Yeah, I've never How's heard that, that song before. Can you sing it for us?
Are you kidding?
Well, you karaoke last
you
night.
You karaoke'd last night.
I'd be coming here with your hokey
pokey. We know you got pipes.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. How did you wake so soon? You scared the little birds awake and shined away the moon.
Aww.
I remember that. Moon.
Yeah, the little summer moon. My mom does the skinnamarinky dinky dink, and then it's like,
cool.
I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and under the summer moon.
That's cute.
Yeah, we do a little remix for her.
You guys know what I sing when I put it down?
What?
What do you sing?
I can't believe it.
But it is gold?
No, I'm in there. Oh, babe. I'm up there.
Like,
I'm just like,
open
no, what, I'm singing freaking Star Spangled Banner, but like, I'm kind of. I hum that to her. And, it's just my thing.
Oh, well. She'll love it when she hears it.
It's, I don't know why that comes from it. It's the easiest one. It used to be Paris, but that was like too uppity beat.
Yeah.
But that one was just kind of, anyway, back to the question.
That's cute. Okay, before we get back into more questions, we're just going to take a little break because I'm going to spare Diane hear me speak about Dame. So
what's Dame?
Okay. It's a vibrator.
Yeah, we can go to a break.
So for my longtime listeners of Shenanigans, you know that 3 years ago, I had never used a vibrator in my life. And if you've been following along my journey, you know that it's now a regular item in the bedroom. Dame is the newest vibrator I've gotten designed by women for women. Now, 70% of women need clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm. I am one of them, and I just learned all of this recently. So Dame has the palm, which is a soft and flexible vibrator that bends to the curves of the body. They also have this aloe lube, they have sex oil, and they have Eva, which is their first and most iconic product, let me tell you. Like the first hands-free couples vibrator designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. So that is Brock and I's new fave obsession in the bedroom. You know, sharing pleasure during intimacy not only feels good in your body, but it can increase your emotional connection and decrease your stress levels so you can take those good feelings with you throughout your day. But in order to get there, even the most sexually motivated couples can benefit from a strategically placed buzz. Enter Dame Products. Now, right now, you can take 15% off your order at dameproducts.com with code Shay. And again, that is 15% off your order at dameproducts.com with code Shay. So we're back. Sorry. Yeah, I was just going to not have your mom, you know, subjected to my Dame product.
She asked about it after.
Anyway, back to the question. So me, Shizzo, wants to know, and I saw this question come in several times, what do you think of me? I'm not just asking you to toot my own horn. Seriously, a lot of people said, what does she think of you? And I was like, are you being rude?
They are rude.
I know.
Well, it was really hard when we first met because I didn't know Sheena even from the show.
Yeah.
Nicole knew Sheena and I have been to America and I had been to the Pride Parade and we had taken photos of the float. So each one of you were all pointed out. But as far as knowing you, okay, I knew your name, it flashed.
You knew you saw me in a parade once at Pride.
But I never connected the dots at right. the time. So when you came out to Australia, I think more because of the past, I wanted to see how Brock was with you. It didn't matter who or what you were, you know, because I wanted to see his reaction and how he treated you and how you treat him. And that's what I was watching for, was that interaction.
Yeah.
And how did we go?
Well, I think you love her very much.
Well, that's now. But
and I think, did I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think when we first met in Australia back then?
I think there was something special there.
Yeah. When I picked her Definitely. Up from the airport, Mom.
Oh, my God. It was like out of a movie.
It was wild, guys. Like, we kissed. And then I stopped. I was like, what was that? It was just so much energy or whatever it was.
Like, that would be the part in the movie when it's just like a full, like, montage flash of, like, the future and, like.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a good makeout session at the airport. And I'm like, we hopped in the car. I was like, we were just those guys.
And I didn't see
out.
That.
No.
No. And then we were driving. And I was like, can I pull over and kiss you again?
Yeah. And we hadn't seen each other for a few weeks. You know, I mean, it was so new in the relationship.
Were we even
official at that time?
Well, I mean, if we weren't, we should have been.
I mean, I flew across the world.
Yeah. I think that makes it kind of official, but we weren't really, were we?
Yeah.
No, but I love Sheena. She's, gosh, so giving and so loving.
Thank you.
She's a great mum from what I've seen. She puts up from the, can I say shit?
Yeah.
That he may deliver and does deliver.
Valid.
But no, you're a beautiful woman.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Haley R. Adams wants to know, what is the biggest difference you see in Brock before and after being with me?
He's more settled. Definitely more settled. I think that's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
I can agree with that one. I feel like, and I tell Sheena this all the time, it's like, I can do everything else now 100% because I have her behind me. So I know where, like, I call it home. But that's my home. It's where I can go to recharge. And maybe sometimes I do take advantage of that, honey. And I got to do better at recharging my home and cleaning that out, making sure it's nice and clean for me to come home to.
Yeah. One thing that you also need to keep clean is your counter and bathroom and area upstairs. Like, I don't know if you saw all of the stuff on the bathroom counter that needed to be moved.
He's got more products on that bench than I've got.
Yeah. So there's this company called Manscaped, and they hooked Brock up with the full set.
I got a barbershop upstairs to the left, and it's called Manscaped Corner.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So y'all, if you haven't heard of it, it's called Manscaped, who is the best in below the waist grooming. Because come on, let's be real. No one wants a guy with hairy balls. Now, you want those trimmed and clean because you don't want to get lost in there. It's happened before. It's not fun. I think you can all agree. So with Manscaped, they have the new Performance Package 4.0, which is an obsession of Brock's. I mean, obsession is an understatement. Inside the package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, because you want those to smell good, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his goodies or yours if you want to steal it. So first off, the lawnmower 4.0, okay, this trimmer is like the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Ladies, like, it's so good. I'm thinking about getting one for myself. I mean, I laser, but they can't get every single spot. So I'm either going to steal it from Brock or I'm going to get one for myself. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your man's family jewels. They recently launched the ultimate hygiene bundle for the man in your life. So get him the performance package. It's time to take care of the men you love by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with code Shea. Get 20% off free shipping with code Shea at manscaped.com. And again, that is 20% off. It's free shipping at manscaped.com. Code Shea. Unlock his confidence and always use the right tools for a job with Manscaped. So, yeah, keep your counters clean, honey.
I'll do my best.
Okay, back to the questions. Beck_Gibbo wants to know, and we kind of already answered this, but how did you find being away from Summer and Brock for so long? And I feel like now when you go back, it's like, now you've had them, I feel like it's going to be so much harder for all of us.
It will be very hard. I know how my other boys reacted when Mum comes to visit and then I leave. It's always a tough time for the boys. I don't know what it is about the boys, but yeah. And unfortunately, Sheena, you're going to be having a tough couple of weeks or a week.
Well, and get this. I'm going to be going through my own emotional time because now that I'm weaning off breastfeeding, I have heard that the hormones are just going to be insane. So you're leaving us both in a very vulnerable state.
That's all right. We've got each other.
Separate rooms for the night.
Can we touch base on our separate room situation?
Wait, what?
Can we touch base on what we do, like separate room situation?
What do you mean?
Well, I just want to, I mean, we're not doing it right now with Mum here and all that. But before you got here, I felt like it's comfortable to be able to sleep in different rooms from time to time and then get back together. Is it normal in relationships to do that?
I mean, I've heard other people doing that and I'm like, that's crazy. How would you not sleep in the same bed? But sometimes, so where Summer's nursery is, it's attached to our guest room. So like whenever we have guests, we put them in our room and then we take the guest room because it's close to her nursery. We can close it off and then hopefully you're not awoken by her, but I know you guys are still waking up. But Brock likes to sleep with the windows open. And mm-hmm. in our bedroom, we have to have the doors open. We don't have windows we can open. We can't have the doors open because the cats will go out. Salem got out one night. The door blew open. He was out. I closed it. He was out there crying. It was a whole thing.
Well, that must be something you've got from me because I like my windows open and the doors open.
Yeah.
I don't like
fresh air. Box, baby. Let me get
under
that blanket.
I just don't like them shut. I just don't like doors shut. I don't know why.
Yeah. So Brock, when he's like hot at night, he wants to sleep with the windows open. I'm like, then you can sleep in the back room. Like, I'll just take the front room. But I also would like to sneak Summer out of the crib when she wakes up and put her in the bed with me. So we kind of just started sleeping separately sometimes.
I think I'm into it. I think but it's like the secret for like relationships to be able to remind each other like, hey, like we have our own space sometimes too and we can recharge and then come back together. I'm into it. I want to see if other couples do it.
And whenever we go to hotels with Summer, I make sure to get double beds because I'll sleep in one bed with her and then he has his own bed and then we have our own space. I mean, if it works for us.
It works and I want to know if other couples do it. Comment below or let us know.
Well, I'm an older couple and we do it, but I don't know whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever. I think that contact is important. So you're going to make sure that you still do have that together time.
And that's the thing is we do.
We still have nights together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy sleeping solo for a hot second.
You do pull apart too much if you're not if you were doing it a regular thing.
Yeah.
Like that's something that I noticed, say, with my husband and myself, because of our health issues, you know, one sleeps badly, the other one, you know, I kick around the bed and stuff because of my restless legs.
Are you a wrestler? Are you roll around the bed too?
Oh, I move all over the place.
Oh my God,
the bed.
That's where I get it from. That's where Summer gets it from.
I'm terrible. So to get a peaceful sleep for both of us, which is really important, that's what we've chosen to do. But you've got to have that cuddle time because that is important.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like we'll be cuddling on the couch, like watching our shows together, and then we go to bed separate. And it's not every night, but some nights he goes in his guest room with his windows open and I go in our room. And then if Summer wakes up and needs to come in the bed, I'm like, haha, I got her.
No, you don't. You're following a schedule and she's doing great.
Well, sometimes she ends up in the bed with me.
Yeah, and after 6 a.m. I'm okay.
Yeah,
you did good last night, but my sister Nicole ran in.
Oh, was it Nicole? We thought it was you.
No, it was Nicole.
Because I knew you guys were on your schedule.
Oh, so yeah, Brock is still working on this sleep training
thing.
Which
is really hard.
You know how hard it is, guys, to work on a sleep training program when no one else wants to follow a sleep training program?
No, I just want to.
Makes it very difficult.
The second she cries, I just want to cuddle her and put her in my bed and go back to sleep.
But I
know.
See, I never experienced that, what you guys have had to do because
you
all my babies,
you.
All of you guys were incubator babies. So you were fed every 2 hours. So you would have a bottle of water and then on the next feed you had me on the breast. So when I took you home, it was like every 2 hours I was feeding and I would be sitting up and there'd be times where I'd have one, you know, have you on my boob and I obviously have fallen asleep. And then you'd wake up to you and then I'd have to swap sides. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because it was every 2 hours.
What? It must be crazy being a parent back in the day. Because being a parent now, we have got the coolest stuff.
And I mean, we have access to the internet. Knowledge is literally at our fingertips. Yeah, so you Google it.
I feel like when you were a parent, you kind of just got told how to parent and you figured the rest out. That's wild. Yeah,
but what was that? Like Dr. Spock or something. There was like one like book and it was like a man who wrote it about how to like raise children.
My hat off to you ladies. You guys do it. What your body goes through, first and foremost,
five times, during
a pregnant baby. And then after the baby.
I know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, let alone all the other things that come with it, like stitches.
I mean, we know that.
And like breasts.
Speaking of stitches, what was that moment like for you when you realized that Brock lost a finger and had all, like,
oh my gosh.
I just cannot imagine as a mother. Oh my God.
That was horrible. That was so scary. When I got told of the accident, because the accident happened in the cow shed. Mm-hmm. And
Nicole had to run.
I can't even remember how it all came out.
Nicole was there in the shed with us, and Mark was like, go tell his mother. And she ran like Forrest Gump through the valleys, over the fences, because the house was a minute away.
And we did have helicopters that would come out, but the transport of the helicopter to come to the farm, it was quicker for me to drive.
Mm-hmm. So we went to the vet.
So we drove. And
I don't think you mean the vet. He's like, no, the vet.
He did. He went somewhere first and I had to meet them there. So because Nicole, like you said, Nicole came to the house to let me know they were down in the milking shed and had just gone. So by the time I got to Brock, it was all wrapped up. So I'm thinking, how bad can this be? You know, and I'm just thinking, oh my God, you know, you're thinking all these horrible thoughts, just holding my child to comfort
him. It was that and more.
Yeah. And so, yeah, when the bandages were taken off, it was just like, how the heck could that have happened?
Wow.
What? And then all the questions were, why weren't you watching? Why wasn't this happening? Who wasn't watching? Well,
I was a four and a half year old walking on a dairy farm. And every day before that, we did that every day anyway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was.
That's the lifestyle.
The farm's era.
Yeah, but that was like Murphy's Law. Everything went wrong that day. The cover was off the gate. Like, it was all bad.
Yeah. There could have been a pretty, if we were in America, there would have been a lawsuit.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well.
So that was the sad story about Brock as a kid. How about a funny one? What's some, like, I want to know something. Like, when you guys were talking about him chasing the bins naked today, I'm like, that's so on brand. Like, Brock running out after the trash man naked. Like, we didn't put the bins out. Like what?
Yeah. Well, you've known Brock with no shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I've known Brock no clothes. That same. Was quite random. So that was quite, that's quite norm for him when he was little. And I remember times when I'd have to go racing out there because he'd just run around and wave to the bin man or whatever when the truck came by. But this particular one we talked about today with his sister is that he actually took the trash bag out and chased the rubbish man with no clothes on and went past all her girlfriends. And so she just bawled her eyes. She was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
Oh my God.
I kind of remember that. But all I remember was like, who didn't take your trash out? And I was like, somebody stuffed up. And it wasn't going to be me that day. I'll tell you what. Jumped out of that bad boy, grabbed it and ran down that street. Yeah. But I don't really remember like having a conversation with the bin man. Like, hey, you forgot my trash. All I remember is like, you forgot my trash. You're running, but that's it.
But the incident that I recall, he was much littler and he used to wander around in the yard. And I mean, we've got a big yard. It's not small. You've got a whole farm on one side. So yeah, it's not like everyone can see. But whenever someone drove up that way, that was the first, where's Brock?
Where's Brock?
Where's Brock? I mean, I feel like if you got space to roam, why do you have to wear, like, I don't want someone to wear clothes. I mean, have fun.
Oh, it's the best way to train.
I know. She also loves being naked. But I'm like, kid, you got to put a nappy on. You can't just like, every time you've let her just like go, you know, nudie time, she poops or she pees. It's like, it's always, you know.
I mean, I know, but I mean, I'm down to let her go nudie time more. Tan those little cheeks.
When she has the diaper rash, yes, you know, she needs her little nudie time. Corey Lou wants to know, what is one or several things that you are proud of Brock for?
One or several?
One or several.
Thanks,
so
bro.
If there's just one, you know, but kidding.
I'm proud of Brock for a lot of things that he's done in his life. He's a fighter. If he wants to do something, he's going to go for it. 100%. And he's not going to take any negativism from anyone.
AKA trying to marry Sheena.
Yeah. No, when he wanted to play in a football team, a particular team, he decided that he wanted to be in the football house with the boys because you have to be in certain living areas to be able to be in certain teams. So he decided, okay, well, I can't be in the football house because there's no room in there yet. The vacancies weren't up.
Your word, no room in there. Think outside the box.
So that's exactly what he did. He got a cardboard box and he caved in all around the bottom and he slept in that.
I built me a house out of a garage, a bed out of a garage door. And it was like a big pull-up door and I used that as the base and I put Besser block underneath it, four of them. And I put my mattress on top of that. And then around, because all the Australian houses, the house where that was, it had it was on stilts, like 10-foot stilts.
Yeah.
So it was a massive underneath space, underneath the house.
I remember
house,
but you telling me about that.
It's just empty. So I was like, hey, boys, our rent would be $40 a week if I moved in downstairs and I'll build the walls up there until the room comes upstairs. So I did that for a period of time.
Yeah.
And it was also because I didn't want to, driving from mum's house to the rugby was already an hour and a half. The opposite direction of everything else I did anyway. So,
But a story that was with a neighbor that was next door because they actually were demolishing all those houses to do a whole new system there with the motorway and that.
Oh, and we had a mad going away party at that house until we realized we had a demo party and then we realized with all the rugby boys, then we realized that they were just taking our house off the stilts and moving it.
Didn't know about that one.
That was bad that time. We found out that you lost your deposit and we realized we only lost $180 each. We're like, ow.
But one of the cool stories was there was a lady that was in the street. She lived in the home, I believe, on her own.
Mm.
And Brock had spent some time talking to her and had organized all the footy boys to go in and help her pack because
she was a hoarder.
Yeah.
But she was an old hoarder. It was all of her husband's family stuff and she was by herself. I remember that.
And that's the kind of things Brock does. Mm-hmm. He will give the shirt off his back. He will give.
Literally, he's done that for my friends.
Oh my God. He will use that credit card and swipe it for everything that the family needs.
Until
and
it
not
gets
even
declined.
You know.
Do you want to go about that?
But this one he did with this lady who he didn't even really know. She was just a neighbor who used to put up with these boys next door.
Yeah, I remember seeing her moving out. I was like, do you need help? She's like, because obviously we're all moving out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just asked the boys to help me out and we just moved around.
But it was pretty special because it ended up on the public news.
Oh, yeah.
What the boys had done.
Wow.
Look at that.
So it was pretty cool. So that's what my son's about.
Yeah. That kind of answers, murmurs, underscores, question is what was one thing you'd like to know about Brock. So.
Yeah, he's very giving.
Very.
Thank you.
And he is the most driven person I've ever met in my entire life. Like he does not quit.
Oh, when he tells me of his ideas, I sit on the other end of the phone. I go, oh my gosh.
Thank you. I'm not the only one.
And
oh my God.
I'm just going, you were spinning my head out.
I know. I'm like, honey, I can't comprehend all this right now, but it sounds great. But like, he's always, always going, always thinking.
I feel like I think about everything and I get to the end point before everybody else. And I'm sitting there waiting for you guys to catch up.
That's pretty much it.
I'm like, come on, guys, catch up.
And
catch
we're just
up,
going,
mustard.
Yeah, we're just going, okay, well, if that's where you want to go, that's fine. Because I don't know, you lost me on the first sentence.
So what would you say has been your highlight of this trip? We've done so much.
Summer.
We've done Vegas. Well, yes, summer. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you can't really compete with that. I was going to say, we did Vegas, stage show, duh, summer. Of course, summer wins.
Summer.
Yeah.
Summer.
I mean, I know we're getting married in a few months, so we'll see you again then. But then we got to just make this more regular.
There'll be a couple of months. We'll see you again for the wedding.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a couple of months and we'll see you again once we wrap up.
I think these guys forget how old I am.
Well, we will be
but definitely
trying
to see.
Mum, you got plenty more miles under that tank. Okay?
Yeah. Even we just did acupuncture for you for the first time with Monica.
Awesome.
And she even said such good things about you.
You got
courage. You're strong. Yeah. You'll be fine.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything on the podcast, but boy, go see her if you've got any issues.
No, absolutely. I shout her out on this podcast all the time. Monica Foytzik at The Switch in San Diego. She is the best.
You're in San Diego.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
I think if I told the story or not, when I first met Monica, I was like, I met her out and she's like, yeah, I do acupuncture. I was like, here we go. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And then I went in there and then I went through the day. And then that evening I drove past her work. I pulled over, got out off the bike and was like, hey, just so you know, I feel phenomenal right now.
Yeah.
And she put one of those ticks in me and all that. And I was like, I just feel really good. Uh-huh. And I wanted to let her know that. And then ever since then, I was like, okay, I'm a believer in this. Like she's, there's something, but she's also spent years training for it too. Instead of these like PTs that just chuck needles in you.
Yeah.
Well, her treatment was more than just the needles. She did a combination of everything some of the things that she could do, because she couldn't do everything because of where I come from. And we needed to make sure that my GP would be comfortable with, or whether it was appropriate for me to be able to use some of the things. So I'm excited to have him give his okay so that I can get into her Chinese herbs.
Well, who knows what the future holds, Mum. Hopefully it's less work and more play for you so you can enjoy the golden miles in front of you instead of be working. So that's a goal. That's always been a goal. And maybe this year might be a really good year for the family. That's my goal anyway.
Hell yeah. Well, I think we should wrap up this podcast and enjoy the rest of our last night and see.
Yeah. We got bonfires outside, Mum.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Hooroo.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.